The proposed Gateway Precinct Master Plan for Sunshine Coast Airport has been submitted to the state government. The master plan, which focuses on expanding the terminal, also includes a proposed hotel and office building to be built to meet the site's 10-storey height limit. A number of major road infrastructure changes are also proposed, including a new intersection at David Lowway. Another chance of wild weather this afternoon following yesterday's freak storm, which left some parts of Glasshouse Mountains covered in hail so small yet heavy it looked like snow. Hopefully it will miss the Sunshine Coast this afternoon, though. The Weather Bureau warning of a thunderstorm and possible small hail focused around the Moreton Bay area. The vast majority of homes are selling at a profit across the country. That's according to Domain's latest profit and loss report out today. Chief of Research and Economics, Dr. Nicola Powell, says 97% of houses are making money, with the average sitting at $365,000.
Well, we haven't seen this level of profit-making resale since 2005 for houses. And I think one of the aspects that we're certainly seeing is longer hold periods are really magnifying those returns.
Both Maroochydore and Noosa making the top five for best performing areas in regional Queensland, with the most financial gains in the past year. And the exhibition for the 2025 Sunshine Coast Art Prize will be launched tonight. The 40 finalist pieces will be on display at Caloundra Regional Gallery for 2 months, with the winners' announcement in September. The awards showcase Australian contemporary artists working in any 2D medium and in new media, with a prize pool of more than $35,000 on offer.